And Kathy Dawes now, along with Governor's Military Council Executive Director Perry Wiggins. Appreciate him being here. Again, 537-1350 if you have questions or comments. And I know we had to miss last month because you had another commitment, and so we have all kinds of catching up to do today, Perry. And I thought we'd lead off, apparently, developing some partnerships with educational facilities and doing some work that way, it sounds like.
Sure. You know, some of the things that I really concentrate on is improving quality of life, not only for our servicemen and women, but also for their families here in the state of Kansas. And one of the areas that we focus on specifically is education, because that's near and dear to our servicemen and women. And I think Kansas, being a military-friendly state, does a great job. And there's a lot of things that go under the radar scope. And a number of those is how the universities and colleges here in Kansas are basically addressing how you take military experience, their qualifications, and put that into academic credit toward a degree.
And specifically, I mean, as you work with some of these different groups, and maybe mention some of the different educational groups that you're working with currently, and more specifically, what courses and different things we're talking about.
Well, I had the pleasure to meet with KU. So don't get angry out there in Purple World. But, you know, the bottom line is they're right next to Fort Leavenworth, which is considered the intellectual capital of the Army education system here in the state of Kansas. And we're blessed to have that institution here. But what KU is doing is they're working at not only the undergraduate level, but also the graduate level, their law school, and how they take experience and how they take the courses that the Army does and turn that into academic credit, which really equates to money saved for our servicemen and women.
Well, specifically, what types of course? I mean, when you mentioned legal and law, that kind of thing, I'm guessing?
Sure. Like our truckers, our 88 Mikes. That's considered our long-haul truckers. These soldiers put in millions of miles in their military service. And then when they decide to transition to the civilian world, they try to take that experience, try to take that the courses that they've done and transition to the commercial trucking industry. They have to get their CDL. And one of the things that we have found is we sometimes make them go through the entire course of instruction. They've got sometimes more experience than some of the truckers we see on the roadways, and they merely have to transition, for example, from a standard transmission to or an automatic transmission to a standard transmission. And that should take a relatively short period of time. So the Board of Regents here in Kansas, for example, is working on taking those military occupational specialties, specific medical, our medics, how do they transition into becoming a emergency medical technician, an EMT, and making that smooth transition, making it quicker, so we don't make them have to endure long classrooms, long course of instructions, and pay money unnecessarily.
So really at all different levels. I mean, truckers, medical, you mentioned just a couple, I'm sure. But it does make a lot of sense, because why go back and take exactly what you already know you've been doing it, say, for the military?
Sure. You know, we have a shortfall in police, for example. Well, we have military policemen that are transitioning and separating from the military service. They have a great depth of knowledge with regards to being police officers. We got to work hard to figure out how we take that experience and turn it into academic credit, because that also equates to advancement in the police force. And so you have somebody gets out with 10 years of military police experience. You don't want them to start off at the bottom when they join a police force, because they see that as really a demotion.
And you say you've been working with University of Kansas officials. Anybody else educationally that you're kind of trying to do some similar things with?
Sure. We do K-State University, Wichita State. The Board of Regents works with a number of universities and colleges here. Emporia has a system as well. So there's a number of universities and colleges that are a part of this coalition trying to help our servicemen and women as they transition. You know, Kansas, for example, is a part of, I just learned this, part of a 13-state compact trying to take these military occupational specialties and turn it into academic credit for our servicemen and women.
Well, explain if you don't mind. Say I'm a military person. I'm wanting to go back and actually get that degree on my wall. So if I walk in the door, I mean, is this immediate or is it still something you're continuing to work on? But what would that involve? I go in and say, hey, I've been driving trucks for the last how many years and what do I need to do? I mean, kind of explain that
sure,
if you could.
Sure. You know, we're sort of at the tip of the spear here. So, you know, unfortunately, some have separated before we've been able to work some of these. And we're biting the elephant off one bite at a time. So we're taking these military occupational specialties, and there's many of them, and we're trying to get at some of them, primarily the low-hanging fruit, because we think if we can take care of that, then some of the more difficult ones we'll be able to do because the universities and colleges that work really hard doing this can say, listen, we set a precedent. But you know, this is a hard go. Everybody's in the canoe, rowing in the same direction, hopefully. And that's the great news because, as you know, being a Boy Scout, it only takes one rowing in the opposite direction and you're going in circles. At least now we're kind of slow go, but we'll keep pushing this effort because I think it's in the best interest of our military men and women.
I heard you mention trucking, medical, police. I'm guessing these are some of the ones you're working on right away. I mean, do you have dreams of going into some? You said there were some that are a little more difficult maybe further down the road.
Well, like an infantryman. They're being worked. But, you know, an infantryman, people don't necessarily think of them. In our world, we think of them as the Cro-Magnon men. You know, they're the ones that are out there carrying the weapons. But really, their intellectual capital is very strong. How do you take their leadership that they employ in order to lead teams at the platoon, the squad, company, battalion levels, and correlate that into academic credit from a leadership perspective? That's the difficult ones because it's not a quantifiable metric. It's something that's a little more subjective. So we have to temper action with wisdom, do this right. But it's a methodical process, but I think it's one in the long term will pay huge benefits, not only to the individual, but to the academic institutions, as well as to the state of Kansas.
Well, and I appreciate the fact, too, you brought in. Sometimes I think people forget that there's more than just Kansas State University and Fort Riley. I mean, you work statewide, so you're working with military folks from across the state.
Absolutely. You know, I was just in Topeka the other day, and I ran into Coast Guardsmen. You know, who would have thought that you'd run into Coast Guardsmen in the middle of the state of Kansas? Most people think they're on the east or west coast or at least where there's water. But we have military representation throughout the state of Kansas, and each one of them deserve to be recognized and to get the services that the governor really strives to make happen. And Kansas, by its nature, is a military-friendly state. So it's not hard. But it is something that you have to get on your bicycle, travel around to Wichita, Topeka, Leavenworth, Salina, and a number of other areas where we have outlying small units of military personnel who are recruiters that are making things happen.
Well, and I know this might be a little bit on the random side, but as you were talking about education, spouses of military folks, I know there has been work done on this a little bit. I can remember, you know, you move state to state, then you got to start all over again if you're a teacher or what, or in the legal profession. Have we been making progress on that area too?
I think we have, specifically in certain sectors, but one area we're continuing to work is nursing, for example. We're trying to get a licensure issue kind of taken care of, facilitate the ability for those professionals that come in with their spouses who are wearing a uniform to be able to use their license that they have in another state. Here in the state of Kansas is a very complex issue and one that we're working because what we don't want to lose is that intellectual capital to have to go somewhere else when we have shortfalls in nursing right here in the state of Kansas.
And there's no doubt we do. I know of actively hiring at Via Christi here in Manhattan and other places too. So, and even general practitioners, I know they're looking for too. So.
Absolutely. We've done a great job in some of the professions, but in others, we still have some work to do. And so we're focusing on them. Teachers, for example, you mentioned that. Very important that we're able to take those teachers that are coming in. They bring a great breadth of knowledge, but they also bring a different perspective, which I think improves our quality of our education for our youngsters. So I truly believe that those spouses are key, not only from the professional aspect, from an economic aspect as well.
Let's go ahead and take a break. It is now about 9:46. Again, we have with us Governor Military Council Executive Director Perry Wiggins, and maybe get into some of the things happening at the national level, state level, too, while we're at it, and appreciate him being here. 537-1350, toll-free 866-776-1350 if you have questions or comments. You're listening to In Focus.
When catastrophe hits and your home or office is damaged, get 24/7 response from